Hey listeners, my name is Kelly Givens and I'm one of the producers behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible, but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Holy Steps by Dr. Charles Stanley. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105. People are saved when they trust Jesus Christ as Savior and choose to follow Him. Right then, most Christians realize that they will dwell with Him forever in heaven. But many don't understand what they can expect for the remainder of their lives on earth. One benefit that's available immediately is a growing relationship with the Lord. The Father's oneness with Jesus illustrates the intimacy God wants to have with His children. He had this type of closeness in mind at creation. A relationship with man is an avenue for Him to express His love and for us to worship and understand our Maker. Another advantage is that Christ followers are promised clear guidance through God's Holy Spirit. Decision-making is a part of everyday life. It is impossible for a mere human to know every variable and nuance before choosing which path to take. But the Lord knows all things, past, present, and future. With godly wisdom available, it's hard to understand why anyone would prefer to trust his own hunches. Provision is yet another blessing guaranteed for believers. There will be hard times, but God gives Christians everything necessary for following Him, and His grace will always prove more than sufficient. How abundantly God gives to His children. One word of caution, though, these gifts are effective only when believers walk obediently with Him. Sin can stifle them. The Heavenly Father desires that all of His sons and daughters have these blessings. If you're living in obedience before Him, they are available to you. Is anything getting in the way of your total submission to Him? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your unending grace. Help us to be sensitive to the prodding of the Holy Spirit, and may we always listen for Your voice. Teach us to walk in Your ways. Guide us down the path of righteousness, and may our steps never falter. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.